Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills, and it's Friday. Morning, Tulip.
Morning.
You okay?
Yes, very well.
Hey, Simon.
Good morning.
God, I'm going to miss you too.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, and until I speak to you again next week.
Monday.
Yeah. Okay, right. But it's just the first thing in the morning thing, you know?
I know. Yeah.
You're like the first faces I see when I wake up, apart from the taxi driver.
It's always...
Not that we wake up together.
You, me and Simon.
We don't.
Morning.
Yeah.
That would be odd.
It would be odd, but actually, quite good because we could share a car.
Yeah. Practical.
Yeah, very practical. Hope you're right today. Thank you, Dev. Are you thinking, what is this music?
I like it.
It's rad.
It is. Rad? It's groovy. It's like my version of the cheesy song. Anyone worked out what it is yet?
Here we go!
Get down on Friday.
It's like a royal version of that song.
It's like a royal wedding version of Friday by Rebecca Black.
It's Friday.
Recognise it now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get so much stress for playing this so early.
I prefer your version.
Thank you.
Friday,
not my version, to be honest.
You love it.
I do love it, but it's the idea I can't claim it as my own. So no details on Prince William's stag do?
Unfortunately not. They're keeping very quiet about it.
I think Prague. Has it happened?
Yeah.
Also, I was DJing in Prague last weekend, but I'd like to say that that has nothing to do with the royal wedding.
But even if it was, you couldn't tell us?
I couldn't, no. I'd have to kill you. But that's the nearest I'm ever going to get to playing at the actual royal wedding, is playing at the stag do. But I didn't. It was for a... team of insurance people. Okay, let's do this. We'll start with a bit of Dr. Dre, shall we? Becky is in mourning this morning. Hi, love.
Hello.
What's occurring?
I'm not happy today. It's
Come
a
on,
sad day.
Up. It's Friday.
No, it's a sad day.
What happened?
Bublé's gone and got married.
Shut up.
I'm sure it's really nice for him and that, but...
Well, why
for
is
me,
it...
it's not the best.
How selfish of him to not think of us.
I know.
On his wedding day. Who's he married?
She's just really pretty.
Well, yeah, who is it?
I don't know.
Show me pictures.
Look at her. She's even got a small bunch of orchids that accentuate the colour of her dress. There's nothing I could have done, is there? Look at that one, she's smiling.
Actually, no, there isn't anything you could have done.
No. And he's kissing her in that one.
Just rubbing our faces in it, really. Well, that
and
is
sad. And then she threw the bouquet and I wasn't even there.
I feel that you have kind of brought down the tone of the whole show now.
They're having two weddings as well.
Oh, brilliant. Just to make it even worse.
I know.
I'd quite like to play, as a celebration, the Michael Bublé and Wing duet. Just a little bit of it. Can you cope with hearing his voice after the news?
After the news?
No, I mean after the news that we've just received.
I've got 13 minutes to prepare.
No, not after the news at 7 o'clock. I mean after the news that you've just told us. This is beautiful.
This makes me shiver.
Turn it up. This was recorded on this show.
Every now and then I give them only to be lonely and never coming wrong.
Totally wrong.
Every now and then I get a little too tired of listening to the sun of my dear love. Every now and then I get a little too tired.
Is this their first dance?
I really hope so.
Of the years have gone by. Every now and then I get a little too tired. Terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Aaron on the M4 says, I'll marry you, Becky. That's no good. That's no comfort to her right now.
Not unless he's a Buble lookalike.
You could marry me.
Yeah, same.
There we are. Michael Buble, who got married a couple of days ago. Was it yesterday? Day before? Doesn't matter. He's married anyway. Have a nice life, Buble. I know why she married him.
Well, I've cheered up a bit because a lot of people in the text saying that it might have been an April Fool. So that's what I'm thinking.
Well, that's an elaborate one.
Why do you think she married him for April Fool's Day?
Because...
he knows how to order the wines and all that.
You know,
yes, he does.
He would
he
know
really
how to order
does.
The wines. He would know.
He would know.
He wouldn't just go second one down, babes. He would know how to order them.
Knows how to order the wines and all that.
I love it when people like that get married. Hot people. Hello?
Oh.
I came back. I love it when people like Buble or people that others fancy a lot get married because, you know, half of the population goes, oh, it's such a sad day. Like, I'm not being funny, he wasn't going to marry you.
Why
not? It wasn't ever going to happen.
Why not, though?
It just wasn't. It's like when hot girls like Kelly Brook split up with her boyfriend and all the lads go, she's back on the market. Like, you didn't ever stand a chance. Not being funny.
Such a pessimist.
Paul's been on. Morning, Paul. He says, my dad thought he stood a chance with Cheryl Cole when she broke up from Ashley. Sorry, Dad, but you're over 50. See, it's just what people do. Oh, she's back on the market. No, Dad, really not. Laura in Salford's been on, offering some support to you, Becky, over this terrible Michael Bublé getting married situation. Laura says, he just hasn't met Becky yet. Well, he has, actually. Like, how many times have you met him? Twice? Met him twice?
Just the once.
Right, still not interested, though. It doesn't apply.
At least I've got out of being called Becky Boob.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, me and Becky are today mostly planning our night out in Essex because we want to go down the Sugar Up off of The Only Way Is Essex. We were texting each other about this last night. I'm going to try and arrange it for a couple of weeks' time.
That'd be brilliant.
I just want to go there.
Because I need to get time to kind of do my tans and my nails and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and also, I mean, we need to properly tan up, obviously. You might want to get your hair done. And
yeah.
I'm going to wear some loafers and also a low-cut T-shirt.
Oh, with a suit jacket?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, lush.
Hello, we're going to be in Essex. And hopefully, we will meet Gemma.
Yes.
Babes. There's how to order the wines and all that. And I also want to meet, because they must be in there all the time. It's a bit like the Vic in EastEnders, right? Everyone's always in there. I want to meet Mr. Walnut Whiphead himself. Joey Essex, actual real name.
Is it though?
Yeah, we discussed this the other day.
It does seem a bit of a coincidence.
It does, but his second name is Essex, so he deserves to be there. Here's Joey from earlier in the week on The Only Way Is Essex.
So do you have any interests? Things you'd like to do?
What am I into? I'm into politics.
Politics?
Yeah.
Who's the Prime Minister at the moment then?
What, of Essex?
No, not of Essex, of England.
As you can tell, Joey's really into his politics.
Can you tell me the Prime Minister?
Yeah, no, because I know I did politics at school when I was in school.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't teach me the Prime Minister. They taught me stuff like...
I think you should know, though.
No, they taught me stuff like things like city, like, I don't know, like things like city.
Okay.
Is that politics?
We could have like a proper in-depth conversation with him in that, about politics and that.
I did politics A-level, so...
Oh, right, you'll be fine then.
They didn't teach me the Prime Minister's in that either.
Of Essex?
No.
I really want him to be there. We've got to do it. Like, a couple of weekends time, yeah?
Yeah, I'm
excellent.
So excited.
If you missed the new bits of Joey from the episode the night before last, OMG. I'm going to play a bit of that later on.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
It's Only Believe Friday, and it's time for Dear Scott. Becky's here.
Hello.
Chris is also here.
Hello.
And the posh Radio 4 lady is ready to read out your stuff.
Hi, Scott. Here's a recording of one of my friends singing the Home and Away theme tune on the London Tubes on a Saturday tea time. The only people joining in are my other friends, but it was a laugh. Enjoy. If you listen carefully, you can hear the Tube Station announcement. Thanks, Sally.
OK, so here is Home and Away on the London Tube.
Home and Away.
But bear in mind that on the London Tube, nobody even talks, they just look. No one joined in, but you didn't even get to the chorus. That's the best bit.
That sort of thing is quite common late at night on the Underground.
It is?
Yeah.
Home and Away, or just people singing?
Oh, everything. Everything goes late at night on the Underground.
Well, what happens?
You get all sorts of weird stuff. Singing, dancing. Vicky, who works upstairs, had someone serenading her the other week. She told them all it was her birthday and they did a big old song. She was pretending to play fake bongos. I'm not sure if she remembers, but apparently a lovely time was had.
Yeah, I remember there was a guy going round just hugging everyone. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I just want a hug from everybody. And just went around the whole carriage hugging people.
That could be a new game.
So during the day, nothing happens. Everyone just gets on with their own thing. No one speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, it comes alive.
Yeah.
And everything happens.
And I'm never quite sure the time when it's acceptable to start doing these crazy things.
Right.
Because there's like a strange crossover period, but I'm never sure. I think it's about sort of 9:30, 10. But
yeah. If anyone knows what the official time is when things are allowed to go crazy on the Tube in London, then let us know.
I've looked on the TfL website, which is like the London Transport one, but...
Doesn't say.
Boris never puts it out there. It's like there's no official thing. I've even looked on the FAQs, everything.
Send an email.
To Bojo
and say, look, Boris,
is he
what's
Bojo
going on?
At Hotmail.com?
Try that.
Or do you think he's on Yahoo?
Try it, and if you get a bounce back, you know it's not him.
Okay. Also, what I liked about that Home and Away thing is that they announced it. And then waited a few seconds just to have everyone's attention. Did you listen at the start?
Home and Away.
Yeah.
You see, you and Chris don't do that, do you? You just burst into it.
I never introduce it, but starting it is the hardest bit.
Yeah. It's just having the confidence to go, you know. And that's why I always give that first line to you, Chris.
Why can't we get Bojo involved in singing Home and Away on the London
Tube? Whoa. He never takes Underground. He cycles.
Do you know what? I think it would do him the world of good to come sing Home and Away on the London Underground with us at carnival time one evening.
We call it carnival time now, are we?
I can't think of a better name.
Carnival time on the Tube. Boris Johnson was cycling past the pub next to Radio 1 once, do you remember? And someone went, "Who's the Prime Minister?"
Was it Joey Essex?
Joey Essex doesn't look like Boris Johnson.
No. Sharp. Next.
Dear Scott, I was listening to your podcast from last Tuesday about going to the wrong wedding. Some years ago, my friend Rachel and I were attending a christening and went to the wrong church. We were running late and were trying to enter the church discreetly. Rachel opened the door, which creaked like something off of a Hammer House of Horror movie, and we were faced with one of the ushers. He asked if we were here for the funeral, and Rachel said yes.
Why would you say yes? I just can't understand. Maybe it's one of those situations where you, when you meet someone, you just get so nervous.
Yes!
Yeah.
We couldn't get out of the church as the ushers were congregated around the exit, but we had to get to the christening. We were trapped for about half an hour. When the ushers went to communion, Catholic church, we made our escape, out the creaky door and ran, stilettos clicking, to the car park, as if they were going to give chase and bring us back. We did get to the christening, but an hour late, And to this day, Rachel can't explain why she said yes to the usher. Leslie, off of Preston Lanks, XX.
It's easy to go to the wrong christening. I can understand that, because let's face it, babies do all look the same.
They all wear the same outfit, don't they, as
they
well?
They do.
And why do they all wear the same to christenings?
Proud new parents will be like, oh, look. But actually, and they will deny this, but they do. Babies do look the same, all of them.
I guess babies would say that about brides, though, wouldn't they? I realise I've just said something stupid when I say babies all wear the same outfits to christenings. Brides all wear roughly the same dress, don't they?
Yeah, it's all the same.
It's always the person up the end of the church who's wearing the same outfit.
Next.
Dear Scott, a guy ate a doner kebab while watching Hannibal Rising in the cinema.
Oh.
He was sober. Not the best 2 hours of my life. Fergie in Aberdeen.
This is us talking about inappropriate food to eat in cinemas, planes, trains, etc. The other day, I revealed that once I went on a train with Comedy Dave after his first wedding and ate an entire Chinese buffet, which wasn't the best look, really, and quite antisocial.
Shouldn't he have been going off with his first wife after the wedding on the honeymoon?
Oh, I meant stag do, not...
Oh, right, OK. I was going to say, you don't get married and then go for a Chinese on a train with you. No offence, but it's not my idea of a perfect wedding day.
Well, we're married now, love. I would take you to the Maldives, but instead I'm going to go to the 1858 to Doncaster with Scott and have a Chinese.
No wonder they split up.
Doner kebab in the cinema is never good.
I don't see the problem with it.
Well, it's horrible. It's really not nice.
Can you get pizzas delivered to the cinema?
I don't think they would like that at all.
You're probably not allowed. Do you know what? I once got searched on the way to a cinema. They used to be a lot more militant about taking in sort of rival popcorn and McDonald's and things like that. They hated it. It was like you had to buy the food from the cinema.
Yeah.
It's always well overpriced.
It does happen in a lot of cinemas now where they do search you because they do not like you bringing in your own food. You've got to buy it from the venue. Do they frisk you like in an airport?
No, I think they've got one of those new, you know, those airport x-ray machines where you see you completely naked.
Where they see you with no clothes on.
Yeah.
They
just
to see you packing.
See if you're packing any popcorn from a rival place.
They should just get sniffer dogs, I reckon. How cool would that be as you walk into the cinema and these dogs just like...
Trained to sniff out popcorn.
Yeah. And their noses are so sensitive, they know the difference between Buttercast and Odeon. Yes, that's definitely that one.
And it's definitely the salted, not the sweet.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Smooth Talking Dan is here for the final time with a showbiz sleaze. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Don't know why, Dan, just hearing your voice makes me smile. It's a good thing.
Okay.
So, what Dan does is he gives me a sheet of paper with some showbiz headlines on from today's newspapers, then comes and explains them because they don't make any sense without it. First one, I Jess Won't Do It.
This is Jessica Wright from The Only Wears Essex is refusing to be bedazzled by the Jazzles. She just won't do it.
So she's not getting one?
No, she... other people on the show are well up for it, but she's saying, nah, not interested in all that.
Unlike Becky. Because we're going to
really?
Go... Yeah, we're going down Sugar Hut in the next couple of weeks. We're having a Only Wears Essex night out, hoping to meet some of the cast, including Gemma and Joey Essex. And you're bang up for it, aren't you?
Mm. I have them all the time, apart from when we're doing breakfast.
There's no point.
Well, you can't do it in the dark. It's a bit awkward.
Next one. What are you playing at? Paloma Faith.
Yeah. I thought this could be a running feature, this. Just, what are you playing at, Paloma Faith? Apparently she's got Cher Lloyd's hair that clashes with her coat and she's wearing silly tights.
Terrible business.
What is she playing at?
What are you playing at, Paloma Faith? With this, Ring Ring.
I like this. This is a BT ad couple, Adam and Jane. You know them?
Oh.
Yeah, I vote for them. I voted for, what was it, their first dance at their wedding or something?
This is where you can make up the storyline of the advert when you are on the website. You can do this.
Well, yeah, they're basically, they are to wed after, you kind of ruined that story there, actually, Becky, but they're to wed after their long-running TV love affair that's lasted 6 years. And they're getting married. Not actually them, I don't think, but the character.
Dan, you've just done a massive plot spoiler for their end of their ad campaign.
Oh.
So what's the point in watching the ad breaks now? Because we know they're going to get married, so, like, you've taken all the suspense out of it.
But I wonder how they could get the sort of the phone thing into that. I wonder what will happen. during like the ceremony. They can kind of
maybe
wheel it
someone
in.
Will forget to turn theirs off and it'll all get a bit awkward. Mm-hmm. Or when they say, does anyone know of a reason why these two shouldn't be married?
And someone will go, yes, faster broadband. Something like that.
What? Well, always... That would be a rubbish reason. What, no, you don't marry him, Jane. I've got a better connection. I've got 20 meg.
That's the kind of thing they'd shoehorn into those adverts.
They are very concerned about that, aren't they?
Yeah. Essex star, a witch...
This is more Anywhere's Essex. Debbie, who's Lydia's mum on the show...
Oh, amazing.
..is a witch.
An actual witch.
Yeah, apparently camera crews have said weird goings-on have occurred in her house. Mm. And so she's a witch. I don't know, maybe you'll meet her and you'll be under a spell and that'll be all...
Excellent.
..quite exciting.
Well, I look forward to meeting her in Down Sugar Hut when we go down. She'll be there in the corner with a cauldron. Oh, you're a witch. Lady Gaga-land.
Lady Gaga was thrilled to get a pair of the 25 grand red slippers made for Julie Garland in an actual Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
It's like 1939 or something. So she's Lady Gaga-land.
Loved up to the max.
This is just a nice story. Max and the Wanted is in a relationship with Corrie's Michelle Keegan. Mm. And they're loved up.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I wasn't even
max.
Aware that they were going.
Oh, I see.
His name's Max.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the pun.
I thought they were Swedish fish.
Mm. Can you guess what the story might be about? Because this is an odd one.
No.
Okay. Do you remember Katie Holmes bought penis gummies for... I can say that, can't I?
I think it's late. It's too late.
She bought these things, and anyway, she thought they were Swedish fish.
But they're not.
But they're not. They were those gummies.
I want that as my text alert.
No one was expecting that, Dan.
Really? Well, I said it was a different one, that one.
I'd love it if you'd known what that was about, Scott. Yeah, right. Oh, yes, yeah. This is about the gummy sweet.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I've just choked on some egg. I'll be back with you. Bad hair day.
Cheryl Cole sports bird's nest. She'd been photographed with bad-looking hair.
And a bird's nest on her head.
Yeah, not a real one, I don't think. But anyway, don't worry. She was actually being styled for an advert. It's fine. She's still got good hair.
It'd be good if it was an actual bird's nest, though.
Yeah, that would be pretty good look.
Yeah. Didn't Amy Winehouse once have a bird's nest on her head?
A real bird's nest?
In her hair. I think for a while, she did.
I know Russell Brand used to have mice in his hair.
No, but she had a bird's nest actually in her hair.
What, with actual baby eggs?
Yeah, the whole thing. I saw it for myself once. Now, you know my flatmate, he's got a work colleague in advertising, yeah? Who has a week off work this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So he wanted to go away, yeah?
Yeah.
But he hadn't booked anything, yeah? So this guy takes a week off, and my flatmate spoke to him on Monday, and he was like, what are you going to do with your week off? Going to go anywhere? He said, well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to turn up at Gatwick and see what flights there are. Now, if he had just turned up at Gatwick, that's quite spontaneous, and I love that idea. Mm. You see it on films where you just turn up at the airport, always wanted to do this, and go, yeah, I'll have that flight, please, and you just go there within a couple of hours. That's pretty cool.
You have to be loaded to do that, though, don't you?
Yeah, but I think he was just going to go to Europe, but it still cost a bit. But he's an advertising guy.
There we are.
However, you can tell he works in advertising because he'd planned his spontaneity right there, hadn't he? He's planned it.
Oh, yeah, well, he's already thought about it.
I'm going to go to the airport on Monday and see what flights there are. That's not that spontaneous. So he's going to try and get a last-minute flight in Europe somewhere. So Monday night, he goes to Gatwick Airport. But it's a bit late, so there's not any flights, really, anywhere he wants to go. So he's like, oh, I'll wait a bit, I'll just go to the bar. My flatmate texts him on Tuesday night, saying, where did you end up going? And he replies that he's still in the bar at Gatwick Airport. They have a 24-hour bar there.
What, he's just stayed there like Tom Hanks?
Yeah, because, you know, when he got there, he was like, oh, I don't really fancy going there. You have a couple of pints, you get comfy, and then, I mean, I can't make any decisions after a couple of drinks. I can't even decide what I want to eat, let alone where I want to go. So he's looking at the board, kind of going, no, I don't fancy that. Do I want to go there? Not really. And now he's kind of in a loop. I mean, I think he did end up going somewhere in the end, but he was there quite some time. I know.
There's nothing to say, really, is there?
No.
Seriously, who does that?
I don't know. I don't know where he is now.
He could have sat on the sofa, gone on last-minute flights or whatever, and then just booked something up.
He was trying to be spontaneous, but I don't know. I don't know where he is now. I think he's somewhere in Europe now. He's not still in the bar because it's now Friday morning, and that would be a long time to spend. That is like that film off of Tom Hanks, the airport one.
He's just having a holiday at the airport.
Yeah.
He's probably gone to the other place and just stayed there in arrivals.
Probably.
Waiting to come back.
Just had a couple of pints and was like, oh, I'm quite comfy now. Don't fancy going to Paris. I'll just wait for the next location that I fancy.
Have you never thought about holidaying at the airport?
Well, to be honest, if I was going to choose a terminal at Gatwick, I'd go north rather than south.
For a week or 10 days?
Probably just a week. But north is far superior in my opinion.
The Scott Mills Daily.
More classic stuff now from The Only Way Is Essex. Joey Essex is incredible, as we know already. But, and some people don't believe me when I say this, I watch this show because it's actually educational. Do you agree?
Mm. It's infotainment. Informative and entertaining, a combination of the two.
Infotainment, I like it. Mm. And that's how I will always describe it from here on in. So, Joey Essex, if you've not seen him, he looks like he's got Justin Bieber's hair on backwards. And he is meeting Amy at the salon with her new assistant. This is in the latest episode.
All right, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Right. It's Paloma.
You are Paloma. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
So, honey, Paloma's my new assistant, yeah. So I'm going to let her be in charge of talking to you professionally.
Professionally. Now, Joey has a spray tan, which looks good, actually. Mm. He looked like he could be down sugar. He looked pale before, but now, looking good with the spray tan. This is classic Joey Essex right here.
How are you finding it? Was it nice?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, like a healthy glow.
Do you go like that when you go away?
Yeah, I got a well glam. So I think I've got Spanish in me.
Are you Spanish, though?
No.
Right. So he thinks he's got Spanish in him, but he isn't Spanish.
No.
No. Now also, if you are going to Spain, maybe on your holidays in the next couple of months, here is a quick, and very quick, language lesson from Joey.
Do you know the Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what?
Hola. Means hello.
See, this is the educational bit. This is where it comes in. If you want to say hello in Spanish, what you do is you go...
Hola.
Try that when you go to Spain.
Hola. Means hello.
After him, listen and repeat.
Hola.
Hola.
Means hello.
Means hello.
Hola, Scott.
Hola, Becky.
Hola.
So that's hola.
Means hello.
Means hello. Also, here's where more of the infotainment comes in. You can also learn geography on this show.
Did you know that Ireland is a different country to England?
Yeah. Because it's an island.
That's right.
Did you know that Ireland is a different country to England?
Yeah. Because it's an island.
Love this show.
That's clever, that, isn't it? I never realised that before.
I know. But the main thing to remember from this is...
Hola. Means hello.
Use that when you go to Spain. Right, there's some people saying that it's not hola, hello, in Spanish.
Hola.
Apparently...
Oh, I just learned it.
I know. It's not that, so scrap that. Joey Essex, if you're listening.
Hola. Means hello.
That is not right. You've been told wrong there, mate. It's hola.
Oh, holla.
Holla. So hello if you're listening in Spain now. Holla.
Holla, Scott.
Repeat after me. Holla.
Holla.
Holla. Means hello. Also, Jimbo's been on from Northern Ireland. He's confused now. He don't know if he lives in England or what.
Did you know that Ireland is a different country to England?
Yeah. Because it's an island.
It's 8:22. I had a little sleep yesterday afternoon. I'm all about the power nap at the moment. They're good, aren't they? Even like 5 minutes, you're like, bing, back on.
No. Yeah, you like to think that, but no, I always feel worse if I have a sleep.
No, I don't agree. Any sleep's better than none. So there's a knock on the door while I was half asleep at like 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Just had half an hour. I went downstairs in my dressing gown. Now, my dressing gown at the moment is multicoloured.
Is this the one you wear when you're choosing the Wonder Years?
Yeah, same.
Okay.
And it's got all, it's like stripes, like vertical stripes.
Like a Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Well, here's the thing. So I go down to answer the door in my dressing gown yesterday at 3 o'clock. Now, there's nothing more embarrassing, is there, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon than answering the door in your dressing gown. It just says to that person...
It's a bit Hugh Hefner.
It's a bit Hugh Hefner / loser. Do you know what I mean? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Why is he wearing his dressing gown? But it's someone trying to deliver a package.
To the door in your dressing gown.
What?
You just said I opened the door in my dressing gown. I was like, ooh.
Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now someone's delivering a package. This has all gone a bit weird.
So I opened the door in my dressing gown. I was like, all right. And the guy... and the guy goes, all right, Joseph.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for that, mate. But I have got now delivery of my birthday present from my flatmate, which is a very large wine glass. And I'm not talking about, like, a tiny one.
Is it a pint one?
No.
Bigger?
It's bigger.
What, so, like that? You're doing, like, full-on arm span?
Yeah, like a massive box. So thank you, that man, for delivering it to me, Joseph, at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I'm sorry I was in my gown. I didn't want to put you through that. I should have done this. Kat was so lazy as a student, she would often sleep in until 3 o'clock. What you do if someone knocks on the door is go, oh, sorry, I've been working nights. Gets you out of it. It's 8:25. Good morning, and holla!
Hello.
And it's now time for Stupid Street. Now, yesterday on Dear Scott, we had an email from someone basically insulting you, Becky.
Dear Scott, I hate Becky, a.k.a.
Ting Tong Macadang Dang.
Yeah. So that's wrong. It's Matt Lucas I look like, not Ting Tong.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was an I hate Becky email, which was really harsh. We got lots of people saying that was horrible and they love you. And it ended up, the email, by saying, P.S. My nickname is Chief. Now, we figured that was probably a nickname that that person had given to themselves. Because we don't think it's appropriate, it's not, is it, to give yourself a nickname? Like, other people should give you nicknames. Agreed?
Completely.
Exactly. So we're on Super Street, and we asked them if they were to give themselves a nickname, which is all wrong, but if they were going to do that, what would the nickname be? Now, this is a hard question, so if you guess any of them, I will give you 30 Scott Mills points. 30 Scott Mills points. Smooth Talking Dan goes on to Stupid Street and asks them, what would people give themselves as a nickname? 30 points for any that you get right. Becky.
Big Boy.
Okay,
that's a good one.
And Sweet Cheeks.
Good.
Why would they call themselves Sweet Cheeks?
That's a good name.
Yeah. It's just a term of endearment, isn't it?
Yeah, all right, Sweet Cheeks. I called
Girls
Tulip
love
the other
it.
Day. Do they?
Yeah, Tulip loved it.
Yeah, she did. All right, Sweet Cheeks. See, they get me a little smile. She loves it. Look, she's going, yeah, I do. Chris?
I'm going to go for The King.
The King.
And let's go The Godfather. Why not?
The Godfather, okay, good. Now, you'll notice the ones that Smooth Talking Dan fancies here on Sheeper Street, because he throws in some negs. Can you remember what negs are, Becky?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're the insults, aren't they?
Yeah.
Chris's book. Not Chris's book, but the book he swears by, To Get Girls.
From that book, The Game.
Which doesn't work.
To Get Girls, which doesn't work.
It does.
Some negs can include...
Is that a wig? Oh, well, it looks nice anyway.
And...
You kind of have man hands.
Or...
You spat on me.
So you'll notice the ones that Smooth Talking Dan fancies because he throws in a couple of negs. Nice. So, let's find out. If Cheaper Street was to give themselves a nickname, what would it be?
What's your name?
Ansel.
Have you got a nickname at all?
No.
If you were going to give yourself a nickname, what might you go for?
I like shopping, so shop boy.
Shop boy. So 30 points if anybody said shop boy.
Can I get 15 points because I said big boy and that's half of shop boy?
No. No points.
I still got the boy bit right.
Next.
What's your name?
James.
If you're going to give yourself a nickname, what would you go for?
Come with the general.
The general. So if anyone said the general as a nickname, they would give themselves 30 points. Was that going to be your next one after the king?
I wish I thought of that.
Why would you want to call yourself the general?
It's a great name.
Call me the general. 30
would
points.
The general suit me?
A little bit.
Yeah, I think it would. What are we trying to say? Next.
What's your name?
Julia.
Have you got a nickname at all?
Not really.
Okay, would you like to give yourself a new nickname? Shall I create you one that you're and you see if you like it?
Okay.
How about Brown Bear?
No, I don't really
like that. Okay, what about Little Chicken?
No, not really.
Like that? You've got one eye that's a lot bigger than the other one, I've noticed for you. But it's okay, it's still very pretty, but I just noticed that.
Oh, neg. One eye slightly bigger than the other one. Ouch. Anyone said Brown Bear, then, well, no, he gave that to her, so no points. Next.
What's your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Have you got a nickname at all?
My friends call me Fanny, which I've not been able to live down.
Okay, that's good. Why do they call you Fanny, if I could ask that question?
Apparently I like a Fanny around, just
unnecessary
stuff. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, if you're going to maybe change your nickname from Fanny to something else, what do you reckon you'd go for?
Oh, I don't know. I've never thought of that.
Do you like Fanny?
I've learnt to live with it.
All right.
Okay, so 30 points if you said Fanny as one of the nicknames that they would say on Stupid Street. Anybody? No. Let's ask some more people. If they were to give themselves a nickname, which is all sorts of wrong, what would it be?
What is your name?
Sam Brown.
If you're going to give yourself a brand new nickname, is there anything that you would quite like if people were to call you?
Electra.
Electra sounds good.
Yeah.
Quite an electric character, would you say?
Yeah.
You've got quite manly hands, I just realised.
Really? Some handy to have, like, long fingers.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Blake's fancied her, said manly hands. Electra. Anybody? It's a good name, but I can imagine you being an Electra.
Sounds like one of the gladiators.
Electra.
They're all good nicknames on the gladiators, aren't they?
Yeah.
General Electra or just...
Just Electra.
Electra.
Next.
And what's your name?
Cher.
Have you got a nickname that people call you?
Well, since I was a baby, I got called Sherbert.
Sherbert, okay.
And then as I've grown up, since Rihanna's come out, I get called Riri.
Okay, because you look like Rihanna. A little bit. Okay, Riri or Sherbert's good. Yeah. Okay, thanks very much. Cheers.
Not so much like Rihanna.
Right, okay, don't look even like her. At least I didn't neg to her face that time. Not so much like Rihanna. Next.
What's your name?
Steve.
And have you got a nickname at all?
Yeah, Shane.
Shane?
Yeah.
Why do they call you that?
Because they thought my name was Shane when they first met me, my friends. And it turned out it was Steve.
If you could create your own nickname, what might you go for?
I'd probably be Blue Steel.
Blue Steel? Why Blue Steel?
My favourite colour's blue and my favourite metal is steel.
Wow, that's brilliant. So if you said Blue Steel, give yourself 30 Scott Mills points. 30 points. Did anyone get any there?
No.
No?
Isn't Blue Steel the look they do in Zoolander?
Yeah, it's that. It's
I
that.
Quite like that. Oh, you're good at that, Blue Steel.
You can tell I've practised quite a lot.
What's your favourite nickname?
What
would you call yourself, apart from McLovin?
The Dancing Queen.
Well, mine is probably, I don't know. Based on my favourite colour and my favourite metal, I would probably say Red Iron.
I'd be Pink Copper, Def.
I was about to say I'd be Yellow Wood, but that's not...
Good. Purple Titanium's been on. Morning, Purple Titanium. You all right this morning, Yellowwood?
Yeah.
You all good?
Yeah, all right.
The one with the least imagination so far, Silver Foil. Thanks for taking... It's 9:23. That was Pyro by Kings of Leon. Some more Dear Scott coming up after 9:30. This is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. It's only Blue Friday. I haven't done one yet today. I might do one now that I've done my yeah, do that just after 9:30, I think. Ordered some flowers and some chocolates for my mum for this weekend.
Yes.
Please, everyone, do not forget that it is Mother's Day on Sunday. Look at Chris's face now going, oh, you forgot, didn't you? Glad I'm here to remind you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just stop off at the garage Sunday morning.
Yeah, just get them some off the garage, it's fine. If you do forget, this has happened to me, only once I've ever forgotten, your mum will go, oh, Scott. Well, she probably won't say Scott.
Because,
oh, Scott, don't worry about it, I don't mind. But they really do. They mind if you forget.
Mm.
I know that my mum impression is also the same as my Alan Carr impression, but that's what my mum sounds like.
What are you getting him for Mother's Day?
I'm not planning to get him anything, but he will go, oh, Scott, thanks for the flowers. Same, if I was to. Now, on the chocolates...
Chocolates?
On the chocolates, inspired by that person in the pizza box the other day, I have asked them to draw a wizard on the box of chocolates on the online form. So my mum will get the flowers and she'll get the chocolates, but hopefully there will be a wizard drawn on the box when she gets that on Mother's Day.
I know the pizza people wanted a wizard, but why have you decided on a wizard for your mum?
Well, just to see if they do it. That's
you
what
could
the special.
Pick anything.
I know, but that's what the special instructions box is for. I just thought I'd be inspired, but if they do it on a pizza box, surely they'll do it on a box of chocolates for my mum. Will they not?
Will she not be like, oh, Scott?
Oh,
I
why
can't
is there a wizard
mum?
On the box, yeah. Scott? Radio 1
Podcast. Dear Scott and the team, I'm writing this in Californian FB font to see if the PR4L can read in an American accent.
What's Californian FB?
Oh, I don't know. This is the other day when we were talking about someone wrote in a Dear Scott in capitals, didn't they? And she shouted it.
Yeah.
And we were going through all the different fonts on air and someone suggested Windings. I found this amazing font called Poor Richard. I don't know what that is. But this person's obviously found Californian FB, which sounds amazing.
Let's see if it has worked.
I commute to work on a motorbike and listen to you as I travel. But my dilemma is whether I'm now too old to make a swooshing sound and think I'm a Top Gun pilot every time I flip down my integral sun visor in my helmet as I'm riding.
Is she not just doing the voice of Nadine Coyle?
It's an amazing hybrid.
I commute to work on a motorbike.
It is. It's Nadine of Girls Aloud.
It worked, though.
Do you follow Nadine Worldwide on Twitter?
No, but it sounds amazing.
Well, it's kind of set up in the style of Nadine Coyle, a bit like Cheryl Curl, but she just writes it in Northern Irish / American. It's very funny.
High fives, all round. Matthew, aged 33 years and 5 days, off of Bradford.
We didn't actually answer his actual dilemma.
What was it?
Well, I love the fact that the accent distracted you so much that he asked a question and we all completely ignored it.
I don't even remember what the question was. What was it?
Play again.
I commute to work on a motorbike and listen to you as I travel. But my dilemma is whether I'm now too old to make a swooshing sound and think I'm a Top Gun pilot every time I flip down my integral sun visor in my helmet as I'm riding.
I don't know what the cut-off point for that is.
Is it just me that's now got an image of Nadine on a big Harley, just like riding through the streets of LA, like shoosh, shoosh, with her hair? Imagine she's an actual Top Gun. I think...
Probably a bit too old, do you think, for that?
Well, too old now, but I think he can start again when he's like 50 and he goes through that kind of midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Gets a bigger bike, gets a jacket, ditches his wife, goes off with a younger woman.
Yeah.
And then he thinks he's the bee's knees. You look even cooler when you all ride around together in big groups. And love that. The girls love that.
What's that film?
What is it called? Wild Hogs?
Yes.
Has it got John Travolta?
Yeah.
Who else is in it? Tim Allen, is
yeah.
it? And it's like basically all about middle-aged men who have a midlife crisis who jump on bikes and just go off.
Yeah. Seen it, Chris?
I haven't seen it. I'm just wondering what you would do for your midlife crisis because I can't see you doing that.
Well, it's probably not that far away.
Was it Highlights a couple of years ago?
No. How rude.
Actually, do you know what? It's that scooter. The scooter that you have, the electric one.
That's my midlife crisis?
Yeah. You just sort of got it slightly wrong and then ran up loads of debt in the parking fines.
Scott Bills?
Yeah.
That was a misunderstanding.
I love that so much about you. It is so typically you that most men have a midlife crisis and get a massive Harley and you get an electric scooter.
I'm off of Paperboy.
I'm not 50. Maybe I'm just having mine early but got it a bit wrong. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, and whoever else is there. TBH, I don't get why everyone says hi to the one that doesn't speak. He's obvs never going to reply. Makes me sound a bit chavvy, but I really wanted to hear the PR4L say obvs.
Obvs, that's fine.
He does wave. He always waves whenever someone says...
Which I find is brilliant on the radio.
I'm in year 10 at school and have been late in the mornings a bit too often recently, so I thought you could help me out. I always listen to Chris, etc. in the morning, but I always thought he'd be a bit too mean to do this, whereas I can imagine Scott and Becky being well up for it over the next week or so. I was wondering if at like 8:10, you just had a little shout at me through the radio to make sure I'm ready and leaving on time. It would be tray useful, and also pretty jokes if you were nagging me. I reckon people would be dead impressed at my tactics for being on time. I will be fully devastated if this isn't read out, or if you make me late again, so I'd best get a shout out. Lots of love, Rowena, 14, Manchester.
Oh no, this is so typically me. Late.
Yeah, we missed it.
Really
again.
Late for it. Rowena, you're late!
Very late.
Is that any good now? Have I missed the moment, do you think? Sorry, love.
You got that was like, can you do it once more again with some feeling, please?
That's the greatest thing you've ever said.
Sorry, love. Better?
Who do you think you are?
What? What?
That was quite patronising.
Sorry, love.
I call a lot of people love. It's a term of affection. It shouldn't be ever, you know, patronising. That's not the way it was intended. Sorry if it came across that way.
OMG.
Next.
To Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS, PR4L, PR4M and STD. Hello. Last week you were discussing what makes the perfect song, e.g. mentioning the club. I've noticed another current trend, which is mentioning the word boudoir in a song. It's originally off of Prince, but now it's coming back. The first time we heard it recently was in Becky's hilarious rendition of Born This Way, when she said it in her Amazeballs Somerset accent, smiley. Then we heard it when the real McCoy occurred, Gaga's version, and now Rihanna has mentioned it in her latest song. So, pretty please, could you dub over Gaga and Rihanna's boudoirs with Becky's loud Somerset boudoir? It would make my day slash life. Thanks, Becky. High five, love you, XXX.
What is a boudoir?
Is it like a crib?
So it's a bedroom, isn't it?
Is it like well French and all that?
I'm going to look it up on the internet.
I'm doing that. Boudoir. It's a lady's private room. It's a lady's private bedroom, sitting room or dressing room. The term derives from the French verb boudoir, meaning to be sulky or to sulk.
So it's basically when men annoy women, it's the room they run to just, like, chill out.
Yeah.
It's like a panic room for women.
Not a panic room. It's more kind of a private suite for, you know, bathing, dressing, adjacent to her bedchamber. You must have one in your flat, right? In Reading?
No, I don't have one. Our spare room is my boyfriend, so maybe... Well, has he got a boudoir? Yeah, let's say he's got a boudoir in our house.
I'm just reading up on this. Do you have a morning room?
A morning room? What's
that? It's often kind of adjacent to the boudoir and the drawing room.
I think you've got a morning room, Scott, haven't you?
Am I?
Scott, is your house so big you don't know what rooms you have?
I wouldn't call it a morning room. You don't see that in estate agents so often, do you? Like, three bed, one bathroom, drawing room, boudoir.
Becky, I like on Wikipedia here, it says bridal boudoir photography is becoming particularly popular. It says here, you can have photos taken in your boudoir for anniversaries, birthdays, Valentine's Day, weight loss, maternity, any form of body change or alteration, brackets, breast augmentation, and for soldiers overseas. I need to get one of these rooms and a camera.
Well, so you can have soldiers from overseas in your boudoir?
No, you take pictures of you in your boudoir and then send them out.
Oh, I see.
To the soldiers?
Yeah. Do you think soldiers would like it? Like in Afghanistan at the moment, if I just went home, took some pictures of me in my boudoir and then posted them out?
I think they'd love it.
I think they would as well.
Really, though?
Well, I know a lot of our soldiers do listen to this Scott Mills Daily podcast, so if you are a soldier overseas at the moment, let us know if you'd fancy seeing some pictures of Becky's boudoir.
Becky in her
boudoir.
Is that what Dame Vera Lynn used to do?
What?
Is that how she became the Force's sweetheart?
What, show them her boudoir?
Wouldn't it be great if Becky became the Force's sweetheart?
Yes.
That would be amazing.
I just can imagine you, like, I don't know, in Afghanistan.
Like, no, I'll be in my boudoir. Do webcam.
I can imagine.
No, I'm not doing webcam. No, I'm not doing
webcam. Even better.
No. No, I'm not doing
that. I just want to see you, like, in Iraq or something, like, laid across loads of boats that are all holding you.
It would take a lot of soldiers to lift me up.
Becky, our armed forces are the finest in the world. They could hold you.
I'm quite long and chunky.
You can still do it. I think they face tougher challenges. Alex from Birkenhead's been on saying, I would love to see Becky's boudoir. I'm in the forces on my 2 weeks R&R from Afghanistan. Seeing that would definitely give the lads out there a big morale boost. Come on, Becky. Do it for the troops. That was Katie B. Right, this has been the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills for the last 2 weeks. Thanks very much. It's been a lot of fun. Chris is back on Monday. Yay. But Dave won't be. No comedy Dave. There will instead be a mystery sidekick. I think it's going to be Rachel Stevens. I don't really know why I'm obsessed with her at the moment. I don't understand. She just popped into my head yesterday and now she won't leave. So, Chris Moore Show with Rachel Stevens, maybe Monday morning from 6:30. Morning!
Morning!
All right.
You all right, Joseph?
All right. In my dressing gown of many colours.
Technicolour robe. How are you?
Just not good answering the door at 3 p.m. in your dressing gown, is it? You just feel like, oh, what am I doing in my life?
It's not good. Were you watching Jeremy Kyle?
No,
of course not.
No, I wasn't doing the whole thing.
Oh, good. Oh, it's been nice seeing you every morning for 2 weeks.
It's been lush. I have a final present for you.
Oh, my goodness. Have you got me something royal, please?
Yes, I have.
What is it?
I have got you...
Okay. Yep.
They're upstairs at the moment, but I'll bring them down.
Okay.
Some royal wedding toaster bags.
Oh,
so
wow.
You can toast, get it? Toast the royal couple.
Yes, without alcohol. Unless you're making alcohol.
With a cheese toasty.
So this is where you sort of get two bits of bread, you put anything in it, whack it in this bag. What's it got, a picture of Kate and Wills on the front?
That's right.
And then you just pop it in the toaster.
Yeah, so you like make a cheese sandwich or whatever, pop it in the toaster, out it comes, and then you've got Wills and Kate on the actual bread.
What will they think of next?
I know, but I think that's what it is. Well, whatever happens, on the bag there's a picture of Wills and Kate anyway. I'm not sure whether it'll print onto the toast.
Right.
If it doesn't, just draw them on.
So, okay, so a kind of a loosey based royal gift.
Sure, yeah.
It's not as good as the travel suites got you from the M4, is it?
It's not, but I thought I'd make a bit of an effort.
Right,
okay, they
good.
Got sitting for free.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry,
cheers.
But, you know.
Also, I managed to acquire this week some royal Trump cards.
Yes.
Which I've got here. So do you fancy a game?
Go on then.
Or do you want to fancy a game now?
Oh, I thought we were going to do it now. That'd be quite boring for everyone else.
It probably would, but I'll tell you what, I'll dish you half the cards and then maybe during the next couple of songs we can just have a little game.
I mean, I'm on my way in.
There's all sorts of amazing... You know, what's weird is Elton John and Posh and Becks have slipped into these pack of cards somehow as well, so they're in there.
I'll take that on one of them.
The dress, that's on a card.
The stickers.
Oh, they're on the stickers.
You're getting your merchandise confused.
I am.
The University of St Andrews is on there.
The best card to get for ages, Windsor Castle. I think that's about 960.
Okay, yeah, there's some really good ones in here, so we'll play that.
I'll come in, I'll bring in the toaster bags and we can have a game.
Oh, this is a right royal affair, wonderful.
I
see you,
it.
Scott, love
you. Love you.
One podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.